In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of Saint Hedwig, and she was a duchess in Poland in the 1200s, and she is a remarkable saint concerning that it was the result of a very good home and religious education. She had a very pious and devout mother named Agnes, and she wanted through her example, Agnes that is, to make all of her children good and devout followers of Jesus, and also the children who grow up to be adults and always fulfill their religious duties well. So Saint Hedwig was truly a great fruit of a pious mother, and already when she was a child, Saint Hedwig showed no signs of vanity or greed whatsoever, and all her desires and the things she liked best were religious kind, spiritual reading and saying prayers. When she was a very young girl, she was put into a monastery to be educated, and she only left there when she was to marry a duke named Henry, and she really didn't want to get married too much, but since it was the will of her parents that she should find a good husband and eventually become the Duchess of Poland, she submitted and wanted to do what her parents thought was the best. And when Saint Hedwig was married to Henry, Duke of Poland, she, in everything what she did, proved herself to be a model example of a good Catholic wife and good Catholic mother. She was truly a very courageous woman, and she made sure that all the people who were under him in the household, both the servants and the children and the maids, everybody fulfilled their religious duties and followed the rulings of the church and her liturgical feasts. And she, in her private devotions, she fasted very much and wanted to imitate in her sufferings as closely as possible Christ, who so much suffered and sacrificed for us. And she gave great alms to the poor, and often traveled together with them. And whenever Saint Hedwig heard Mass, she always was either kneeling or lying prostrate, and this devotion astonished all who saw her. And she was not satisfied without hearing every single morning all the Masses which were said in the church wherever she was. When her husband Henry died, she retired into a monastery where Saint Hedwig took the habit, although she did not say or make the vows of a nun. So for the rest of her life, she continued to live in the monastery, and there she totally renounced everything which had been so dignified and in high position belonging to her when she was the Duchess. And she now, who had been a model wife and mother in Catholic life, she now became the example in humility. One happening will be enough to show how greatly humble Saint Hedwig was when she was living with the nuns. Out of a spirit of sincere poverty and humility, Saint Hedwig never wore any other than some old castaway habit. And one time one of the nuns happened to say to her, "Why do you wear these tattered rags? They ought rather to be given to the poor." And immediately the saint answered, "If this habit gives any offense, I am ready to correct my fault." And she instantly laid it aside and got another, though she would not have a new one. What a great example of humility, that when we are being corrected, even if we think that we are right, we should always submit to the will of another if he is our superior who is correcting us. We should never think too much of ourselves. We should always see ourselves as humble servants of God. After all, Our Lady, Blessed Virgin Mary, she saw herself nothing but the mere handmaid of our Lord. And that's what we should be always, servants and handmaids of God Almighty. We should learn to want less and less what pleases us, and always seek only what pleases our Lord, our Father in heaven. When we imitate the saints, like Saint Hedwig today, in their desire to win everything for the sake of heaven and despise and reject anything which hinders our way to it, we truly become one of the followers of on the footsteps of the saints, and also one of the good followers of our Lord's footsteps on his way of the cross as well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.